With a holiday weekend upon us, the MTA is urging New Yorkers not to use its trains and buses for recreational travel. How many times have you heard that? Not often. Acting Senior Vice President of New York City Transit, Craig Cipriano, spoke with our Michael Wallace.
Craig, these buses, as you stress, are still for essential workers only?
Yeah. At this point, we don't want to risk overwhelming our system. We really want to focus on providing our essential plan. And as the governor, the mayor decide or, change the policy for the city to unpause, we'll be in a good place to support those decisions.
How's it going on the buses lately? Are passengers adhering to the social distancing rules?
So, I mean, public transit is a very challenging place for, to adhere to the strict social distancing rules. So, we're really messaging hard for our customers to wear their masks. As you know, we've went to protect our bus operators and our workforce. We went to rear door boarding early on in the pandemic. We're providing, about 6 feet of social distancing on our local buses and similarly on our express buses. And, as we look ahead, we're starting to see some increases in ridership, and we'll be ready to support the city as we look ahead.
Yeah, we've seen some reports, Craig, that more people are opting for the buses over the subways. Are you seeing that, and are you equipped to handle that?
So, yeah, we have seen a little bit of an uptick in our ridership over the last few weeks, so we are seeing that. And again, one thing that, is a cornerstone of the bus system is that we have the ability to be nimble. And we've been working closely with our labor partners to make sure that we have adequate bus service in and around our city so that we can respond where we do see an uptick in ridership.
Craig Cipriano, acting president of the MTA Bus Company. We appreciate you joining us, Craig. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Stay safe.